Alaska Commercial Electronics owner Jerry Whitethorn is looking to sell his building on South Nordic Drive and asked for the lease of the land to be transferred to prospective buyers Joel and Kim Randrup. Whitethorn has 33 years remaining on a 55-year lease with the borough, and he encouraged the assembly to okay that transfer.
In today's economic environment, we should welcome all business investment opportunities in our community with open arms. We're always looking for new taxes. We're looking for new revenue.
Whitethorn said he wanted to continue his business in Petersburg, but focus on internet sales and didn't need his shop anymore. His company does marine electronics work on fishing boats and makes signs, among other services. His lease with the borough specifies the business at that location can only be marine and commercial electronics sales and service. The Randrups plan to use the building to continue making marine and commercial signs, but also offer embroidery, quilting, and a hair salon. Petersburg's Harbor Board fell one vote short of a recommendation against the transfer because of concerns that the use was not marine industry related on industrially zoned land near the waterfront. Joel Randrup thought language in the borough code on zoning was too vague.
I think this is a growth opportunity for the community, really, basically, that there is some unintended vague definitions in waterfront A, B, and C. And without a definition, you're turning away business by saying they're not marine related.
Another local resident, Glenn Warmack, has applied to lease land to do boat work using fiberglass in the area. Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter questioned Randrup about whether his business could function if marine services like that were happening nearby. Here's Randrup responding.
I wasn't aware either until the Harbor Board hit us with, well, what if fiberglass dust is drifting out there and gets on your quilts? I thought, well, yeah, that's a big deal. Could be.
The property is next to school bus parking, an auto and coffee shop, a gas station, and several boat service companies. Assembly members were, for the most part, in agreement on the issue. In fact, what they were calling violent agreement. Here's Cindy Logadakis.
I think it's really important for us to support our retail communities and our business communities. And I don't think this is fundamentally going to change how our waterfront is going to be able to function. So I will be voting for it.
The vote was unanimous to change the lease language to allow non-marine related business there, and also 7-0 to transfer the lease to the Randrups. The vote was also unanimous to wait on approval of another lease transfer. That's for Tidelands behind the Alaska Department of Fish and Game building on Singley Alley. Local businessman Charles Davis applied for the lease transfer and is interested in buying the Fish and Game building. His application says the Tidelands would be used as a dock for Fish and Game along with state troopers. The lease is currently held by Don Thornlow and a Mount Vernon, Washington real estate company called Washington Alaska Properties. Mayor Mark Jensen described the current condition of the dock.
I looked at it today, and the dock is there. The trestle or the pier that goes out, the whole surface is off of that, and the railings, and the ramp is gone. And in the lease, Steve, doesn't it say it'll be kept in a maintained manner?
Yeah, so they're actually... There's several sections that talk about maintenance and that it must be kept in a usable state, must be maintained well, and that's actually in the lease document. So, in a sense, you could argue at this point that the current leaseholder is out of compliance with the lease.
That's borough manager Steve Giesbrecht responding. He explained he has not heard from the current or future owner about the plans for the dock behind that building. However, Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen said Davis had been working to get a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit to dredge the tidelands there and had done the work to remove the ramp in the last 6 weeks. Jensen suggested waiting on the lease transfer until the borough heard from the current lease owner about plans for maintaining or repairing that dock. Assembly members agreed and voted unanimously to table the issue. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.